This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Football finally here, baby. Let's do it. It isn't any tip on the BetMGM Network on a Thursday. Finally, no more waiting. Thursday night football, Cowboys and Eagles tonight in Philly. We've got a preview headed your way. In 20 minutes, it is more from Philadelphia as we bring in Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in the city of brotherly love. And finally, the Dongster along with our best bets at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. You can do that on the Bally Sports Live app and on ValleySportsLive.com. Also, we are now streaming live on Twitter during our final hour as well. We are locked and loaded, ready for football season. And let's start tonight. Here we go, Chelsea. Cowboys taking on the Eagles. The Eagles laying 8.5 points. Philly, -450 on the money line. Dallas is +350. The total set at 47.5. And this line opened with the Cowboys getting 6.5 points. But as soon as they traded away Micah Parsons, there was some early money movement anyway, and then they traded away Micah Parsons. It feels like that locker room is a mess. So now, the Eagles, 8.5 point favorites? Are you going to lay it with Philly? This number just seems way too big to me.
Yeah, yuck. I will not be laying 8.5 the first week of the season in a divisional game, because I understand it's very easy to look at these two teams and feel like they are a mile apart. Mm-hmm. But this is betting on the NFL 101. It is the ultimate league of parity, and wilder things have happened, especially in week one of the season. Like, the first week of the season in the NFL is usually a little bit of chaos. So I'm not laying 8.5, but I do think, if you think the Eagles are going to win and you think they're going to dominate, you know, the game script, there are other ways to play this when it comes to props. Like, you could even look at a total in this one and think, hey, yeah, if they're going to score a bunch of points, and maybe if the Cowboys can at least contribute to the total. Because I will say this, it's always good to consider the other side before you just move full steam ahead and say, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the Eagles are amazing. Okay, so what's the sabotage factor for this game? I do think that the Cowboys are a team that people forget how dynamic their offense could be, mm-hmm, with Dak Prescott now back under center. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the world. I am just saying that now they have George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb is a great number one receiver. That I do think that this Eagles secondary does have some weaknesses, and maybe the Cowboys can at least move the ball down the field. But the point for me and the Cowboys is that I do not believe in their defense. And I certainly don't believe their defense can stop this rush attack of the Eagles. Like, the Cowboys were terrible, god-awful against the run last year, and I do think that trend kind of continues, but there are ways to manipulate the props market. Like, if you think the game script is going to be super heavy positive for the Eagles, you can look at Saquon rush props, even though these numbers are absolutely bananas as well. You can look at Jalen Hurts under his passing attempts props. So there are other ways to slice it, but to get back to your question of the original, hey, are you betting on this game when it comes to the spread? The answer is no.
I just feel like, in general, 8.5 points is a monster number in the NFC East in particular. I mean, it's just a monster number. In any divisional game, I mean, if you want to talk about, okay, Rams, Saints, or Niners, Saints. The Saints are probably going to be the worst team in football or something like that. I don't know. You can go any sort of NFC matchup where you've got like a massive mismatch. But when you're talking about division games and you're talking about Eagles, Cowboys, it's still a rivalry. It's still a game where these two sides know each other so very well. And so generally you see shorter numbers. This is a huge number. I think the reason why we're seeing this is A, it's the Micah Parsons thing, is it not? Isn't that where all of this line movement came from, or the majority of it? Because you don't just lose a great defender, you lose a generational defender. And that does matter, because we've seen that record when the Steelers play without T.J. Watt. Like, they immediately start losing games, right? So the Cowboys with Micah Parsons, clearly a different defense. And yet, 8.5, you're going through all those key numbers. I mean, you could get a garbage touchdown late by the Cowboys to cover this. I think the real unknown here is what's going on in that locker room. Like, what is the mental state of the Cowboys? Do you know what I mean? So when you don't know, you think, could they go into Philly and completely fall apart? Yeah, it's a real possibility, but I'm not willing to bank on that and lay 8.5. I understand the case for it, but I can't do it in a division game.
Yeah, I think there's other ways to play this. I'm not a huge fan of the total. I think it could probably go either way, because a lot of it just depends on what the Cowboys can do as an offense. And here's the other thing. I think the Eagles offense can be dominant in this one, but when you're running the football, you're running down the clock, and also you're just taking up a bunch of the time of possession, and it just feels like those games, I feel nervous about playing overs at 47.5. Jenks, do you have a feeling on this total?
Man, I keep going back and forth here. I think it might be the over. This is a hard game to handicap, I'm going to be honest. Like, I of course you want to bet it. It's Thursday Night Football, and you know there's going to be a ton of money on this particular game because it's the opener, because it's the NFC East, because it's the Eagles and the Cowboys on a Thursday night. But I think the over might be the play, which is where I would lean. I mean, it's gone back and forth. So it opened at 47.5, went down to 46.5, saw some money on the under, went right back up. So we've seen money on both sides, kind of keeping this number right where it is. I think ultimately, when you don't have Micah Parsons, what does that do to the Dallas defense? It means they are not going to be able to pressure the Eagles, particularly when they decide to pass. And I know the big knock on Jalen Hurts has been, oh, he's not a great thrower of the football, which I think a lot of that is overstated. It probably doesn't matter, because A, the Eagles are going to be able to run. And then B, if they do have to pass with those weapons around him, guess what? Guess who is not going to be on the other side to pressure Jalen Hurts? Micah Parsons, which means more time for Micah Parsons or Jalen Hurts. Because guess what? No player in football pressured the quarterback more over the last four seasons than Micah Parsons. I keep going back to that name, but it's such a major factor here. And then what does that do to the Cowboys? It means they got to play catch up. And they have the weapons to do that, even against a very good Eagles defense. So if you have Dak Prescott throwing the ball around to C.D. Lamb and throwing the ball around to George Pickens and these weapons that he has, then all of a sudden I think we could potentially see a back-and-forth game.
Yeah. I do think it's going to be the Eagles that kind of control the tempo in this one. And so let's get to some bets that I like. All right, so going with the positive game script for the Eagles, I think where you look at first is Saquon Barkley. You say, okay, he's going to be really effective against this terrible run defense. But the problem is these numbers are so high for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
His rushing prop is 95.5. Here's the thing. If this game gets out of hand, I don't think they're going to be running Saquon Barkley into the ground in the fourth quarter. They're probably going to put in Will Shipley or somebody, you know, to eat up some of the time and get some of those rushing attempts. So I think, you know, the rushing attempts for Saquon Barkley seem a little high at 18.5. The way you play this is you go Jalen Hurts on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Under his passing attempts prop. So I think it's 26.5. I need to double check that. But this is a bet that I made right away because we saw this last year, especially down the stretch. This is a team that's committed to the run, and Jalen Hurts does not have to do that much through the air. In fact, if you look at the last four games, 21, 20, 28 in that game against Washington, which was a barn burner, 55-23. I do not see the game going this way. So I think either you go under his passing attempts prop or you go under his passing yardage. But that one you might have to sweat a bit because I wouldn't be shocked if we get a couple big passing yard, completions to some of the big name receivers, Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, some of those chunk plays. So I think attempts is the way to go under 26.5 for Jalen Hurts. Probably my favorite bet of the night.
I think the one bet that I do like that I would lean toward is on the Cowboys side, which is George Pickens over 52.5 receiving yards. And this has come down. It was at 54.5 just a couple days ago, and I waited to kind of see what was going to happen. And it's weird. It was juiced to the over, and then all of a sudden this morning was sitting at 52.5. And whenever you bet on a big name like a Saquon, especially Saquon, or a CD Lamb, then you have to really look at the number and really like the number because everyone is going to be on those big names. Like Saquon is probably, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you're talking about rushing props, is anyone getting more money than Saquon? No. So you have to make sure that you really, really like that number, particularly if you're going over. But I like the over for George Pickens because the focus is going to be on CeeDee Lamb. And if I think the Cowboys are going to be playing from behind here, and I think they are, and I think the over could hit, which I think is a strong possibility, then I think we're going to see Dak Prescott dropping back a lot. And there's more value on a name that is still a name in George Pickens, but a lesser name than CeeDee Lamb. And it's gone down. I'm not always someone who's going to follow the money blindly. So if it ticks down and I like the over, then I like it even more at 52.5.
I think George Pickens is a great candidate for longest reception. Over 21.5. It's just the over at minus 140, but he feels to be like the down the field guy. We saw that in Pittsburgh, and I understand his role has changed a little bit in this offense under Brian Schottenheimer, but still, like, I think that he can break away on one big play. So I think that's a good candidate. I think also you could look at Devonta Smith in that category. He's kind of the down the field guy for the Eagles, and I do have questions about this secondary. And especially it's just really tough to defend the down the field pass when you have to worry about Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts in the backfield. And speaking of Jalen Hurts, like, I know people love their anytime touchdown bets. Jalen Hurts is scoring a touchdown. Are you kidding me? The tush push? It's minus 150, which I don't love that price for an anytime touchdown, but maybe you pair it with something. If you're making a same game parlay, which obviously it's a primetime game, I'm going to have same game parlays. That is definitely a leg for me. Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown at minus 150.
What do you think the over-under is going to be on mentions of Jerry Jones because of of the nonsense that we've seen, like in training camp with the trade of Micah? Of course, he'll probably be in some sort of box there at the link. I'd set it at, 10? Something like that. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, his name is going to be all over the telecast. I'd set it. Where would you set it?
I don't know. It would be a lot. I think I'd go 7.5. 10's quite a bit. 10.5's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true. You probably hit the under there. I mean, it's going to be great theater. There's no question about that. I do like the Hurts play at minus 150 for the anytime touchdown. But, man, you're kind of getting right there where, you know, it's getting a little too cost prohibitive. And that's the thing. That's another bet that everyone will be on. Anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley is minus 185. Although, if you want some plus money, if you think the Eagles can get it done in the air, then you've got A.J. Brown at plus 165, Devontae Smith plus 185. So maybe put a sprinkle on some of those plus money plays. I do think the Hurts one comes home, but it's getting to that point where I don't feel necessarily comfortable with that price.
Yeah. Some other bets I considered. Dak Prescott's passing yardage prop is as high as 250 and a half in some shops. That's absolutely unloading the cannon. And I understand it's probably going to be a very negative game script, but like, I don't know if you play passing yardage props ever. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes people like to throw this in a same game parlay. They were like, oh, well, he definitely gets to at least 225, right? And they play like these dumbed down lines. You would be surprised how many times these bets lose, because it's just tough. Some of it is possession, time of possession. And the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL at winning the time of possession because they're so good at running the football. It just doesn't give you that much time to be on the field. So 245 is the number over at BetMGM. I think I would lean towards the under. It's plus money at plus 105. I think Dak Prescott is going to sling it a little bit. I don't think they're going to run the ball effectively, because if you want to laugh, look at the yardage props for Javonte Williams. Like, some of these are comical. Like, let's see, 34 and a half. They're starting running back. His rush prop is 34 and a half. That's almost embarrassing.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Absolutely awful. God, remember when they signed Zeke Elliott a couple years ago and he'd run for like 8 yards a game trying to recapture the magic? Yeah, that running game is going to be so bad. I will say this. If you're backing the Eagles, I think there's a possibility that the Eagles could just blow the doors off Dallas. I'm not going to bet it because I have no interest in laying 8.5 in a divisional game, but I feel like a lot of bettors are going to. And look, the one thing that we don't know is what is happening internally in Dallas, because it has been a rocky offseason. Mike is gone, and we know for a fact that ruffled a lot of feathers within the locker room. And then you have to go on the road Thursday night when you're already not happy, when you're down defensively, and take on the defending world champions in a very tough environment. Again, way too many points for me to lay, but I can foresee a scenario where Dallas just gets absolutely smacked.
Yeah, I got one more bet for the buzzer. Saquon Barkley, over his longest rush of 19 and a half. We know Saquon is amazing at breaking off these big runs, and he hit this in 13 games last year, including the whole matchup against the Cowboys in which he rumbled for 166 yards. So I think he breaks off a big one. This was a winning bet for me last year. I think it wins again tonight.
Coming up next on the show, we'll keep it going here as we preview Thursday Night Football, the Eagles and the Cowboys, and we bring in Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in Philly. We're live on Stadium, we're live on Twitter, and we're going to keep it going during our final hour. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.